Blog Talk Radio.
Sweet, I know. Oh. Sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong wind may blow, but I the word. What you gonna tell them, do it? Everywhere I go. What you gonna say? What you gonna say, Greater Traveler's Rest? That I found a Savior, and He,
I know.
Come on, in spite of what you're going through, help me say, He's sweet, I know.
So thank God tonight for everybody's on the line. Amen. Whether you on the line or whether you on Care Network, I don't know how you do this tonight, but thank God for everybody that's tuning in tonight. And we give God praise and glory for who He is. And we always got to believe in who He is. It's all about what you can believe, what you believe. And we have to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And what I want to talk to you tonight about, and I want to go to the scripture tonight, because I know the time that we're living in right now, and the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And because the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, we can see what's going on in the world right now, and we know that it is the last times. And that's some of what I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist. I'd like to take you to 1 John, amen, chapter 2, and so that we can know what time it is. And I know you look around, you can see what time it is. And you can see the wars and rumors of wars. You can hear the armies getting ready to go together. We call that Armageddon, getting ready to look like it's getting ready to take place. I don't know if it's the right time right now is going to take place, but we can see everything brewing. And it's just like when you have coffee on the stove, you can hear it brewing. And you know that the coffee is ready. And so when you see all the signs taking place, then we know that it's close to the time. Amen. And in the book of 1 John 2 and 15, if you are with us in the Bible, you can listen to what he said. Amen. He said, 2 and 18, verse 2 and 18, amen. It said, little children, it is the last time, and you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. And this is how you can know it's the last time. Now, when you think about the word Antichrist, Antichrist is mean one who opposes, one who is against, and he's against the things of Christ, and he's against the things of God, and that spirit is here now. And I don't know if you can see that spirit working all the time, the one who opposes is one who against. And you can see that spirit working in the world today. And I don't know if you can see it, but I can see it, that that spirit is at work. Amen. And when we talk about the spirit of the Antichrist is at work. Now, the Antichrist himself has not yet come, but his spirit is at work. And even just like it was the time of John, they thought John was the Christ, but he had to admit that I am not the Christ, but sent before him. And the spirit that John came in, the spirit of Elijah, to bring reconciliation to the people and call the people to repentance, that spirit was in John to lead people to Christ. And just the same way it worked in John is working in the world today to lead people to the Antichrist. That's what it's all about, the spirit of the Antichrist. Is already at work. And you have to know that at work. When we look at it today, we talk about things that are anti-Christ. And you look around the way it is now, things that are anti-Christ. You see men married men, that's anti-Christ. Or women married women, all of that spirit is in the world today, working against the things of God, drawing people away from Christ, and so that they can fulfill their pleasures in the world. You know, everybody just become a pleasure seeker now, and everybody wants this pleasure, you know. You know that's the Antichrist spirit. You got a lot of things going on. You got wife swapping, amen. That's the spirit of Antichrist. Let every man have his own wife, the Bible says. And you can see orgies and all this thing, and everything that you see today, it's the spirit of Antichrist at work, amen. You can see that they're calling wrong right. They're calling evil good and good evil. All those things are at work in the world today that is a coming against Christ. And I don't know if you can see it even in the White House, you know. Amen. The White House, they were the one that made it legal for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. So you can see that spirit working in the White House right now. And so we know that it's the last time. And not only is just that spirit working there, it's working in nations. that the nations are going against God himself, and that is why God going to bring judgment on the nation. It's not just going to be one nation. Some people ask, well, where's the United States in this thing? Well, the United States is involved because God said he's going to come against the nations. And we know that spirit is working in the White House because it's the people up there in Washington who are perpetrating all of these things that goes on. And you can see it in the schoolhouse. I don't know if you can see it in the school. They're teaching little children. They're teaching little children about masturbation. They're teaching little children about oral sex. They're teaching children they're teaching children, amen, that there's nothing wrong with how they feel. And they can go after their feelings. They can do what they want to do. They can be who they want to be. Like that, there's no one that they have to be accountable to. But we know that God is going to hold everybody accountable. And everybody's going to give an account for the things that they've done in their body. And the nation that is perpetrating these things, they're going to have to give an account also for all the bloodshed that they've done in this nation or being done in the world. How that the strong is always overtaking the poor. So he said that spirit of the Antichrist is already at work, and we know that it is the last time, because when we see this, how this spirit is come up, amen. And so that's why we as the saints of God got to be able to oppose these things and stand against these things, because these things are going to work against us also. And pretty soon you're going to see that they're against the church. They don't want the church preaching that Jesus is the Christ. Anytime that somebody is against you preaching that Jesus is the Christ, that lets you know right there that they don't want to hear that, because they're trying to do away with the Christ. And that's something we can't allow to take place. Now, he said we know that it's the last time, because that spirit is at work. If you just look back and thinking about places in the scripture, you can see that the Antichrist was at work. On the resurrection, the Antichrist was at work. You know, when they paid the Roman soldiers to say that Jesus was coming stolen, that spirit was at work then. So if that spirit was at work then, it's at work now. And even when you go back to the Garden of Eden, you can see that the Antichrist was at work. And the way that the Antichrist worked is to get you to deny God's word. And anytime he gets you to deny the word, that means it's trying to bring you under its control to let you know that that spirit is at work. And John is trying to warn the people, beware of the Antichrist spirit. And then he said, they went out from us, verse 19, they went out from us because they were not of us. For had they been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifest that they were not of us. Now, it's those people that come in sometimes, you know, when they come in, And they become a part of us, and all of a sudden there's something come along to get them from us. So that lets you know that they really didn't believe, truly believe when they came in, because they didn't know of the things that went along with it. And so we know that it's the Antichrist spirit. And Jesus talked about the Antichrist spirit in many other different ways, that how the Antichrist is at work. And I just want to stop at that scripture. I'll come back to it. But I'd like for you to go to Mark chapter 4, and we can see what Jesus talked about when he talked about the seed and the sword. And the reason people are falling away is because of their unbelief. That's why people are leaving the church, because they endured for a while. But when things became tough on them, they decided to turn their back. When it got to the things that they didn't want to do, they left Christ so they can continue to do what they want to do, and they don't want to do the things of Christ. So that's that Antichrist spirit working in them, and they don't recognize what it is because they just think that they just decided to do it. But no, that was the Antichrist spirit working in you. When we look at Mark chapter 4, look at Mark chapter 4. I'm coming back. Mark chapter 4. That Jesus tells this parable about things. And he really talking about the Antichrist spirit working right here. But sometimes we don't see it and we don't know what's going on. But it's us now. We got to get our minds together. We got to start making a decision that we're going to believe God, whether life or death or whatever takes place, that we're going to stand by faith, believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing we have life through his name. And we're going to have to take a stand on that, because there's going to be a lot of pressure on you to pressure you away from God, to get you to turn your back on the truth. Here in Mark chapter 4, and verse 4, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up, and some fell on stony ground, where they had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because no death of the earth. Now, when we talk about the fowls of the air in verse 4, the fowls of the air, and we know that could be talking about demonic spirits, amen, Antichrist spirit, they're like the fowls of the air. And because the devil is the prince of the air, that means this is how we lose a lot of things, and even though we gain some things, but we lose a lot of things. And the way we lose a lot of things and gain a lot of things is by what we hear and what we see. And one thing that we have that causes us to fall away from God is what we call entertainment. Entertainment. And if you notice the word entertainment, we're being entertained. And we can see that spirit working on the television, because it gives us pain. It's something that we focus on. And this is why God tells us not to be part of the world, is because we are entertained of the world. When we entertain the things of the world, that spirit of Antichrist get in us, because the world is entertaining us. It got us focused on the thing that is going on in the world, and then not being focused on the things of God. And so, therefore, what we see and what we hear, sometimes the word is moved from our heart, is because we was entertained by something that wasn't of God. And I don't know if you can see that or not, how that the TV. Everything you see on TV today is sex, 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 sex. Everything is about sex. And we are entertaining those spirits. And therefore, though entertaining those spirits, then that spirit that is in the world can uproot the word of God, is because now it has brought you in focus of the thing that is going on in the world, and therefore our minds are going toward what we hear. That is why Jesus said, be careful how you hear, is because the thing that you hear can remove the things out of you that is there. Well, how do we uproot things? We uproot things by word. When you uproot things by word, then what you hear can uproot your faith. If we keep listening to the things of the world, it can uproot your faith and cause you to go a different way that you have been going. It turns you away from Christ. And so that spirit of entertainment is an antichrist. Amen. You listen at the rappers and the things that the rapper is saying. And when you listen to that spirit, see, there's a spirit in those words. There's a spirit in those songs that you hear, and those spirits is of the Antichrist, and so therefore we shouldn't allow ourselves to be entertained by those things, because those spirits that is in those things is like the fowls of the air. This is why so many people are turning from their faith today, because they're being entertained by the Antichrist spirit. So you got to know that those things that are there have Antichrist spirit in there. And we shouldn't allow those things to entertain us, because those things will uproot the word of God. And that is the purpose of the Antichrist, is to uproot the truth out of you, and so that you can believe a lie and be damned. Mm. And so there's a lot of saints of God, people who've been in the church for a long time. They've been entertained by that spirit of Antichrist, and they're turning away from God. You got a lot of preachers today. They listen to the things of the world, and the fowls of the air is uprooting the word out of them, and now they're going along with what's going on in the world. It's because of the Antichrist spirit, anti-God thing that they're, and then they start preaching those things. They start preaching the things of the world rather than preaching the things of the God. They start going along with the world. And so we got to be careful how we hear in this hour, is because the Antichrist spirit is at work, and you got to know is at work. And so we have to be careful about what we hear and what we see, is because we are being entertained by demonic spirits. Now, I don't know if anybody else paid attention to that, recognized that, but that's what it's all about. These are the fowls of the air, the things that come through the airways. The thing comes through the airways is music comes through the airways. It's like a fowl of the air. You look at that, what we call tale or vision. You know, tale or vision. It gives you a vision of things so that you can see that it might draw you away from Christ. And this is what Jesus is talking about, the fowls of the air. They may come in and devour the seed because the seed didn't get planted in your heart. Now, we know that the Bible tells us we have to be rooted and grounded in truth. You have to know that Jesus is the Christ. You must believe that, because if you don't believe that, then you don't have anything else to stand on. So don't allow entertainment. Root up the word that is in you, where that your mind begin, eyes and your mind begin to focus on those things, and you go the way of the spirit that is in those things. See, sometimes things might not say something, but the spirit that is in the thing is what gets you. And so the movers we watch, there's a spirit in that. They're trying to say something. They're trying to perpetrate something. They're trying to say something to get your spirit going in that direction, or get your mind focused in that direction, and that's an Antichrist spirit. Now, I don't know if you're paying attention to it, but you know for yourself, when you listen to the music and you watch TV, it's all Antichrist. It's all Antichrist. Now, I'm not trying to say you don't watch no something that has to do with God or gospel music, but even gospel music can be Antichrist these days, is what we call gospel music in a way. It's not exalting Christ, it's always exalting the flesh. If it's exalting the flesh and not exalting God, then that is the spirit of the Antichrist. And so that is what Jesus was talking about in this parable here, how the seed has been sown. In other words, the word is the seed sown in your heart, but if it don't have no root, something will come along and uproot that word. And the spirit of the Antichrist will uproot that word, because that word and the thing that you hear coming from him is going to be against the thing of God. It's trying to get you not to believe in God, and get the children and the people not to believe in God, and therefore they fall away. And so we don't want to be the people that's falling away. We need to know what's going on in the world today, and why all the thing that is happening, that is happening through entertainment, the spirit of the air. Now, that's what they call Satan, amen, the prince and power of the air. And that is where he works. He works in the airways. He works on the television. He works in the music, amen. And then not only he working through that, he's working through people of the world. And people of the world is being indoctrinated with this spirit. And we got to make sure that we don't fall into the trap today because of the Antichrist spirit. And so I have to go there to try to point out to you, to show you what he's talking about, how the word get in, if it don't get deep rooted. And then when we start having problems and we start having trouble, and all of a sudden we don't believe God because we had some trouble. You know, I had somebody say, well, somebody died, and all of a sudden, well, I don't believe God. Why didn't God let him live? Why did he die? You know, but we didn't come, you don't have to know You already know you didn't come here to stay. Anybody know that we didn't come here to stay, that we just passing through here. And if a, you know, it's appointed to man wants to die, and so you know, unless Jesus come first, that we're going to die. So why blame God for death? It was not God that brought death. It was the devil himself that brought death, because when he got man to deny the word of God, the wages of sin is death. And so we still got to pay the price. But this is the death in this natural life. But God gave us a way to have life in the afterlife. And so you got to know a person has to die. We can't blame God for death. God is a God of life, but man chose death over life. When you choose God over your sin, you'll have life. And so that is what Jesus is trying to make known to us through the parable. He didn't really call it an antichrist, but that's what it is. Anything that gets you to deny the word of God is an antichrist spirit. It don't matter who it is and where it comes from. And so when we look at this thing tonight, amen, hallelujah, we see that that spirit is at work today. And John 9:22, we can see that the antichrist spirit is at work. You know, it was working back then, even though Jesus was here. Everybody's trying to get them not to believe that Jesus was the Christ. And so anytime anyone comes with any type of message to get you to believe, not to believe that Jesus is the Christ, that's an antichrist spirit. Yeah. And then we found a lot of so-called religion today, the any religion that comes along and not preach that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, then he said, don't receive that. Don't even pay attention to him. Don't even listen to anyone that is not preaching that Jesus is the Christ, because if we don't believe that Jesus is the Christ, then we don't have no salvation. John 9:22. I guess I better go up to in verse 20 to bring all of it together, amen. It says, his parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means now he see it, we know not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself. And these words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out the synagogue. Amen. Now, we can see that this is going to come to time. It's going to be like this also, that they're going to put you out of the church because you believe that Jesus is Christ. And then when they talk about they're trying to bring this one world order and this one church order, and there are going to be certain things that they're not going to allow to be said and allowed to be preached. And then if you say that Jesus is the Christ, they're going to put you out the church. Well, why are they going to put you out? They're going to put you out because they're trying to get you to deny the Christ. This is where the pressure comes in on all the saints of God, because the world is out trying now to get you not to believe that he's the Christ. You know, if you don't say what they want you to say, they got these, what they call these nouns and got the verbs. And if you don't say the right noun, you don't say the right verb. If you don't call you can't call a woman a woman. You can't call a man a man. And then if you don't say what they want you to say, then they'll put you in jail. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. It's trying to get you to be anti-God, to say what they want you to say, to believe the way they want you to believe, to accept them for who they say they are and not for who God made them. That's an antichrist spirit. And so when you hear somebody talking that way, you should already know what spirit is at work. And right here, the spirit of the Antichrist was at work back then, trying to get fed. It wasn't Christ that healed him. And that same spirit will come to try to get you to say that it wasn't Christ that saved you. Yeah, you saved yourself. You know, they get you in your own where you're trying to find your own way of salvation to be Antichrist. Now, even the spirit that comes, you know, that people want to say that Jesus wasn't born of a virgin. Now, I hear a lot of religions out there preaching that. Well, it couldn't have been Jesus born of a virgin. He would have had to have a Joseph would have to be their daddy. And if Joseph wasn't their daddy, God wouldn't have been that. See, that's Antichrist. And I don't know how many religions out there that is preaching that very thing, that Jesus was not born of a virgin. So what are they doing to that? We know that in Isaiah chapter 7 and 14, he said a virgin is going to conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. And so, well, what is that spirit that is working in those people to say that? You see, and a lot of people doing that, they don't realize that they have the Antichrist spirit in them. Any person that you get to come to you who say that they don't believe that the word of God that says that he will be born of a virgin, that's an Antichrist spirit if that works. So don't think on what they're saying. Don't believe what they're saying, because they're trying to get you to turn you away from Christ and turn you to an idol. Because if there's only one God that you want to worship, then they must be worshiping another God, because they say they believe the word and yet deny the word at the same time. How can you believe the word and then deny part of the word at the same time? The same word that says that God will save you, amen, it's the same word that says God will destroy you. The same word that says what is the spirit of the devil and the spirit of the world, it lets you know which one. But how can you take the word and say you believe the word, then stand up and then refute the word that you read yourself? That lets you know that that's an Antichrist spirit. And you got to know that it's here. So you got to be careful. You got to be watchful in these last days, because he's out here to turn your heart away from God and turn you back to your idol. Or then, or not do that, he'll turn you into an Antichrist yourself, because you will be a denier of the word yourself. So when the seed goes in, don't allow the word to be uprooted in you. Don't allow your faith to be uprooted, because that spirit is out there now, and you need to know what that spirit is. Let's go back to John over here, because I wanted to bring that in there, because I was looking at the seed and the sower so that everybody can know what Jesus was talking about then. Now, how that through, I came up with the word entertainment, to entertain what I saw, what choked the word. And I believe another thing they call when something that choked the word out, they call it a matador. I think that's the word, matador. You know, a matador is that guy that goes out and fights the bull. He's a matador. And he gets the bull to charge at him so that he can kill him. He wants to kill the bull that's charging at him. They call that a matador. But a matador is like a vine that goes around a tree. And that tree goes around the vine. I mean, that vine goes around the tree. And that vine will suck the life out of a tree and cause that tree to die. So the Antichrist spirit is a matador spirit. It's there to suck the life of you. It's there to choke the word out of you, choke the life out of you. And that's that spirit of Antichrist, there to choke the life of God that is in you. It's sending some to choke that life out of you so that it can kill you, it can destroy you. And so be careful of that matador spirit, a matador spirit that's a spirit of death that wraps around your neck and choke the life out of you. It wraps around a tree and suck the life out of you. And so we got people that are around us sometimes, they're like matadors. If you sit there around them a long time, they will suck the life out of you from the words that they speak, and they're speaking things of the world, and then they're not speaking the things of God. Don't let Don't allow yourself to be entangled with this malador spirit that wants to suck out of you. Don't entertain. Don't even entertain that spirit. Rebuke that spirit and cast it away. Don't allow your mind, because it gets into your mind. These things get into your mind, and then all of a sudden, you start getting unbelief. You start doubting. Well, I wonder if Jesus really is the Christ. I wonder, did I do what's right? I wonder. And then it gets you wondering, the next thing you know, you've been wandered away from God. So be careful about that malador spirit that comes to suck the life out of you. That's the spirit of the Antichrist. Let's go back and see what John is saying here so we can get to all of it. Man. First John 2 and 18. Now I got to find it again now. Oh, here it is. I got it. Yeah. Amen. 2 and 18. We going? Was I at 2 and 18? Or was I in chapter 4? Mm-hmm. 2 and 19. Amen. 19. Mm-hmm. Said they went out from us because they were not of us. If they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they should be made manifest that they were not of us. But we have an unction from the Holy One, and that you might know all things. Now, he said that you have an unction, the Holy Spirit, that we might know all things. I have written not to you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Amen. Now, we know that the devil was a liar from the beginning, so no lie is of the truth. He said, Who is a liar but he that denied that Jesus is the Christ? Mm-hmm. See, they're in denial. A liar that don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. And even though they knew he was coming, but they still denied that he was. Amen. So he is the Antichrist. Any person that come around you that don't believe that Jesus is the Christ. Now, you have to ask that question sometime, amen. That how can you say you're a believer in God and then not believer in Christ? So now here you are, you're a believer in God but not believer in Christ. Then that makes you an Antichrist. Because you said you believe in God but you don't believe in Christ. So now the spirit of the Antichrist is working in you. Now you say you believe in God but you don't believe in who God sent. Then how can you say you believe God? Now, how can a person stand up? Well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in that Jesus stuff. I don't believe in that Christ stuff. I believe God. No, you're an unbeliever. You are an Antichrist. That's the spirit of the Antichrist working in you. I wonder why is it that the enemy works so hard? Amen. The spirit don't mind you believing in God now. But the spirit has a problem with you believing in Christ. I wonder why is that? Anybody got any answer for that tonight? Amen. Why is it that they would allow you to believe in God but don't want you to believe in the Christ? Any answer to that tonight? Amen. Miss Becky?
Because they don't want to go ahead, more power than God does.
More power than God.
Even though he said he's the Son of God, and they give him the power, either or more than God. So that's my heart right there.
Amen. That's a good one. Anybody else? I wonder why is it they want you to believe in God, but they don't want you to believe in Christ. Why you think that spirit is working so hard to get you not to believe in the Christ? Now, they don't care about you believing in God now. Go ahead, sister.
Well, I didn't get to hear what Sister Becky said, but from my understanding, you know, Christ means anointing. The anointing is the power of God. So basically, you can believe in God, but they don't want you to believe in the power that God can have in your life. Because a lot of people believe God, but they don't believe in the power of God. That's why they don't want you to believe Christ.
Amen.
I don't know. It's my.
Anyone else? Good answer. Good answer. There ain't nothing wrong with that answer. Amen. All that's true. Any other answer? Is why they don't want you to believe in the Christ. Amen. Nobody has said it. Well, you know, because, you know, without Christ, we don't have salvation. Huh? Because our salvation came through Christ. Mm-hmm. And so if they can get you to believe that, not to believe in the Christ, then they know you don't have no salvation. Because who brought salvation? It was Christ that brought salvation to us, wasn't it? So if I can get you to believe that he wasn't the one, if I can get you to believe that there is no Christ, and then without having a Christ, then you can't believe in no resurrection. Huh? Because the resurrection came through Christ. And so the devil's at work because, see, as long as you don't believe in the Christ, then you know he got power over you. Because it was the Christ that gave you power over the devil. Amen? Mm-hmm. It is the Christ that is in you, which was the mystery. Everybody wondering what was the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ, that Christ in you. I think Colossians said, what? It's the Christ in you that is what? The hope of glory. And so without the Christ, we have no hope of the resurrection. We have no hope of eternal life without Christ. This is why we have to believe that Jesus is the Christ. It's because Jesus is our hope of the resurrection. And without Christ, you have no hope of resurrection. Because Christ is the, like you said, Christ is the anointing, it's the power of God that God has put in you to raise you from the dead. And if you can't believe that, then you don't have no hope of being resurrected. If you look at verse 23, notice what it says there. Now, a lot of people is in that now. Whosoever denied the Son, the same has not the Father. Is that something? You look at how many religion in the world today, so-called religion, you know. They believe in Allah, but they don't believe Allah had a son. So what kind of spirit is that? That's an Antichrist spirit, isn't it? Now, a lot of the Muslims, whatever they call them, they believe that they believe in God, but they don't believe in the Christ. They don't believe in the Son. They don't believe that God had a son. See, that's the spirit of Antichrist working in them. They don't recognize what they don't even recognize themselves. He that has not the Son has not the Father. Because the only way we can access the Father is through Jesus, right? Huh? So how can you get the Father and leave out the Son? How can you just say you believe in the Father and not believe in the Son also? Amen. He said, has not the Father, but he that acknowledged the Son has the Father also. So now if I acknowledge Jesus as my Savior, and not only Savior, I can acknowledge him as God, because Paul calls him God, didn't he? And so this is that spirit of Antichrist that is working right now in the people right now. And a lot of people is turning their back. They're going back to some things that, what are they going back? They're trying to go back to the law to find their salvation and not realize that their salvation is in Christ. That's that spirit working right now. That spirit working now. There's a lot of, I've heard a lot of preaching. Well, I don't believe in that Jesus thing no more. I don't turn. I can't believe that. Well, that's because that spirit has got in him. Oh, I once was a Christian a long time ago, but I don't believe that stuff no more. Well, why is it that you don't believe it? Did you not believe the word? How can you say, you know, you believe in God? And the thing about it, what the Antichrist does, the Antichrist gets you not to believe God's word, and that's all it takes. John talks about the witness, that we have witness. We have three witnesses. Amen. St. John chapter 4. He said, verse 7 and 8, for there are three that bear record, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Record. Now, there's a record of the Father. You know, when we talk about a record, it's something that is written. Amen. But there's a record of the Word, something that is written, the Father, and then the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth, right? And so the Holy Ghost that you receive right now bear witness that the word is truth. See, that's why God gave you the Holy Ghost, so that you can have something on the inside of you that bear witness to the truth. I had this, what I said that guy was, a Muslim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Muslim guy, or what's that other word they call him? What do they call Farrakhan now? Not just Muslim, they call him something else. But anyway, but this guy, he wanted to tell me, you know, well, how can you believe in the Christ? I said, because Christ lives in me. I got the Holy Ghost now. And there's no way I can deny Christ when Christ is in me. Huh? And so how are you trying to get me to deny something that I have known that God has already given me? I have the record of the Holy Ghost that is on the inside of you. And so you ought to know that the word is truth, because the Holy Ghost bear witness to the truth. Hmm? The word bear witness to the truth. That's why Jesus could say, I am the truth, amen, because what? The word bear witness to him for who he is and what he was. And that is why all the writers of the Bible, they went out so much to prove that Jesus was the Christ, and they went back to the Old Testament to see to bring in connection with the New Testament to prove that Christ, Jesus was the Christ. Huh? But they got record. We have a record of that. We have a record of Isaiah, amen, that Isaiah spoke about him to come. We have a record of Zephaniah. We have a record of John. We have, not John, but Jeremiah. We have all these records. We have even the records of the Psalms to let us know that the Christ was supposed to come, amen. And that he has come. But he goes on to say, and there are three that bear witness in the earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Now, wouldn't this be a greater witness of who he is? Well, I wonder, what is it that the Antichrist is preaching? That Jesus didn't come in the flesh? Amen. And so he said, we have witness of men, the witness of God is greater, but this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son has witness in himself. Well, what is the witness in himself? It's the Holy Spirit that is witness in himself. Amen. Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the Holy Spirit, why would you want to go back? When you got the witness on the inside of you, letting you know that the word is true, then why would we allow it to get on us, to turn us away from God, to turn us away from the life of God? But that's the spirit in the world today. Everything you can see going on in the world, more than likely, is against Christ. Huh? Amen. And he that believeth on the Son has witness in himself, and he that believeth not God. In other words, he's saying, if you believe not God, you have made him a liar. See, the Antichrist is lying, amen. He wants to lie to you to get you not to believe that Jesus is Christ. And that's the spirit of Antichrist that is in the world today. Everything you see now and everything you hear now. I mean, back in, I know the Antichrist has been at work here since Jesus came into the world, the Antichrist been at work. But, you know, back in the older days, a lot of the things you see now, you didn't see back then. Huh? A lot of things that you hear, you didn't hear back then. You know, men stay, you know, husband and wife stay together. And now they tell you, you don't have to stay together no more. And so now we got all this divorce. Divorce is the spirit of the Antichrist. Huh? Because what God has joined together, let no man separate it, amen. And so now we got our government that's Antichrist. They're giving out all of these things, amen. Huh? Yeah. And then we got the world preaching that, you know, even today, especially among the black women in a way, I'm not going to say the white women, but black women, abortion, that's Antichrist, amen. Among the black women, I don't need a man. you see that spirit out there? Now, I went through a few, what you call them, talk show hosts or whatever, said that women don't think they need men anymore. I like the way one man said. He said, no, you say you don't need a man. If you need some protection and you can't stand up against another man, don't you need a man to protect you? Yeah, amen. So all of these things that come up to try to get you to be anti-God, that God made a man for a woman. God made the woman for the man, in a way, not the man for the woman. And so that's anti-Christ. When you catch, we're turning things around. We turn it away. The way God set it up, we turn it around. And when you look at that scripture, everybody might say, well, that's not the new age. But you have to remember back in Genesis chapter 2, when God made Eve for Adam, that was before the law and that was before everything else. That was before the fall of man that God did this. If we're going back to the beginning, if God did it that way then, and then that's the way it is now. God didn't change that because that was before the fall, wasn't it?
Huh? Could I ask a question? Could I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
I mean, the people are not lying. Why do you think God made a woman weaker than a man? Ask that for me.
God made a woman weaker than a man.
Yeah.
Well, if God is going to be, he made the woman to be subject to the man, and that was before the fall.
Okay.
He made her that one. That means that she was there to help him, to strengthen him. He made her the weak vessel, amen, so that he could protect her, so that he could take care of her, so that she wouldn't be above him.
Amen, amen. See, that's just a question like that. You know, just people don't realize what's going on in the world today. God, no, he don't. Ever since the devil God threw the devil out of hell, out of heaven, he's been on this earth and he's been working ever since.
Been working ever since.
Yeah, and we ain't listening. We are not listening. Go ahead. You do a good job. Go ahead.
See, we don't even believe that's an antichrist spirit. To put the woman above the man, that's antichrist. You might not understand it and see it that way, but that's the way God created man before the fall. And everything that was before the fall was of God. It was the way God wanted it in the beginning. So a change in after the fall, but in the beginning, God made her that way. God made her to be protected by the man. God made her to be equal to the man, but yet subject. So he gave the man the strength. He put a man in the position. And everybody who will remove that position, that's antichrist. So that's a lot of antichrist spirit going out when you turn that thing around. So he made them. I know he made them. But we remember it's before the fall now. We're not talking about after the fall. We talk about this the way God made it before the fall. This was God's original plan. God original plan was it to work this way. Go ahead.
Okay, now I was thinking today, you know, like maybe crazy woman. But the point was the both part. He said, let me ask about divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's a way that a father can be in the beginning. So in the beginning, God made what? One man, one woman. So that man is going to two or three, four wives. They might get it, but then what God's plan was.
Amen.
So or he looked at him and he said to him, he gave divorce, but it was not God's original plan. It was made in the beginning. That's what it's supposed to stand now.
Amen. Amen. That will be about the 19th chapter of Matthew, that when they were asking about that, Jesus said, in the beginning, from the beginning, God, this is the way God did it from the beginning. He made them what, male and female, amen,
mm-hmm.
from the beginning. And so anybody that teaches contrary to that, that's an Antichrist spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's anti-God, because it goes on down, when we go on down here and look and swear, says here, amen. He says, if any man believe not God, then he has made God a liar. Now, Paul goes in Romans 6, he said, let God be true in what? Every man a liar, amen. Because man, in the state, he makes God a liar, amen. Because he's saying something that God has not said. And that's a spirit that is against God. You're against the word of God. And we got so much Antichrist spirit that we won't accept what the word says. We try to make, somebody give me a word for that. I need to have a word. We don't believe what the word says. We try to find a way to get around the word and therefore making God's word untrue.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And all of a sudden you make God's word out of a lie. The way God put it in the beginning, we are making God's word out of a lie. We are turning it around to fit our narrative, not God's narrative. And so now that's the spirit of Antichrist working in you. Because the Antichrist, go ahead.
When you talk about in the beginning, like you were talking about what happened before the fall. My question is, like, after the fall, when he was handing out the basically the punishment, curse, I don't know what it was, when he had told mm-hmm. Eve that she would be subject to the husband and he would rule over her. Why would he be telling her that after the fall if that was already going on before the fall?
Anything that is made, anything that comes from somebody, you can never be above that thing. She was created from the man. And what you created from, you came from him. So how is God going to set something that comes from you above you?
That's not what I'm asking, though. I'm saying, that's a serious question. Like, why would he be telling her that after the fall, that he would be subject to him, and he would have authority over you. Like he's telling, it's like to me when I'm reading, it's like he's telling her like this wasn't going on before.
Well, if they was working for the same cause and the same purpose, and they was together at the time, that wouldn't have been no need for no rulership.
Right. They was both in line with God before the fall, so it wasn't no need for him to rule over.
It wouldn't be no need. Anytime there is what we might call it, things are in order, or in submission or whatever, there's no need for rulership.
Right. That goes back to law, so ain't no use for the law when you in.
Yeah.
One is under God. Gotcha.
Yeah. There was no use for law then. Because if everything, you know, if you got everything working in perfect harmony, you don't need no law for nothing that's working in perfect harmony.
Yep.
I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. You're going to do what you're supposed to do. We're in harmony with one another. There don't need to be no laws with each other and against one another, because I'm already doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing what God said to do for you, and you're doing what God said for you to do for me. There's no need of law. There's no need, no domain. Anywhere, everything is working smooth, there was no need for no law. When Israel was in the wilderness, there really wasn't no law. When I call it a law of Moses, anyway, no, that was the law of God, but there was no law. God gave them the law because of disobedience, didn't he?
Right.
And so God put that law on her because of her disobedience.
So when you talk about, you know, the things that God set in place for each, like I feel like the lie that's implanted within teaching about, you know, when it comes to the man and the woman, it's like, yes, God has, like he said, I made him a helpmeet, you know, for him. But I feel like the stuff that we add is we try to make our own rules of what the woman should do, or our own rules of what the man should do, you know, when it isn't really specified in the beginning what those roles were, or what was exactly the purpose for the woman. Other woman for the man. All we know is help me.
Well, whatever the man was doing, if man was going to be fruitful and multiply, he could do it by himself, could he?
Yeah. You know, when it comes to having kids, now. Everything else, yeah. When it comes to having kids, now, but everything else, yeah. He can do it. Because he was doing it before he got there. Yeah. No, because that's the only thing he really needed help with was when you think about it, the only thing Adam really needed help with was to help to bring life into the world. Because everything else, life. He manned the animals, he took care of God, he took care of everything. The only thing he couldn't do was procreate like the animals would.
Yeah. So he needed some help. He needed some help
and
doing the will of God. And she was there to help him to do that. And like I said, see, this is what God brought us under now, when he said he brought us under the law of grace. If we're doing what God wants us to do, the law was made, the law was, Galatians said, the law was made for a righteous man.
Yeah.
That a righteous man was supposed to self-govern himself.
Right.
And then a man can self-govern himself. He don't need no law to self-govern himself.
Mm-hmm.
They put the law there to stop you from doing the law is supposed to be there to try to help protect you. You know, like the speed signs out there on the road. It's supposed to be for a reason for safety, you know what I mean? To help govern you so you can govern your speed. But if a man is not a breaker of the law, and he's following God's plan, what law does he need?
He don't need a law.
I said he don't need a law if he's
following God's plan.
We don't need a law. That's why he took us under the law. Yeah.
No, yeah, because law specifies that it's chaos, right? That means that things are just going haywire. It's out of order, so you need law. But if you in tune with God and you follow his path, you ain't in chaos. You ain't, you know, stressing yourself here and there. You on the narrow road with God, so you don't need a law, because you're not all over the place. You don't need to be governing when you're under God. So
self-governing. Then when we don't know what to do, then we go to the Word to see what we should do. But we're not really under that law because we are in obedience to that.
Yeah.
That's all God requires, obedience.
Yeah.
And the devil going out from the law of God, well, why do we have so much chaos in the world today?
Because the devil. Because the devil broke the rules, and he come out here, and he going to get everybody he can to break the rules if you get on his side. See, like I said, if you plant a seed in the ground, that seed got to come up, it got to come up with more than one flower. See, that's why God created a woman. Because God, I was in nowhere in the book where God went to a woman before he went to a man.
Amen.
Man protect the woman all the time, see. But this way, we got problems with this stuff, you know.
Amen. And so that is the root of the whole thing is, see, if we don't believe God's word, then we become antichrist.
Amen.
Anything that is not God is antichrist. It's anti-God.
Amen.
And it's our nature. It's in our nature to be anti-God and what? Think about self.
Yeah.
See, if you don't think about your brother or sister, you become anti-God because God intended for us to take care of one another.
Yes.
Not to be selfish. The Antichrist spirit is always against the things of God.
Amen.
And it can be Antichrist. I don't care if it is in the church or whatever it is that. It can be anti-church. You know, if I do what I'm supposed to do, you know, it's kind of like when you go on a job. They give you a job and you know what to do. That man don't need to stand over you if you be obedient and just do the work. But there's nobody around to watch you. You govern yourself. And I think about that. I go back to the time when I was in Mobile and I worked at the shipyard. And I used this story because I remember it vividly that I had a boss man that came around. And when I first came there, he came, stood around me all the time. And finally, one day, I got up the nerve to tell him, go somewhere else and play. And he looked at me kind of crazy. I said, tell me what you want me to do and leave. I can't work while nobody's standing over me. See, the law stands over you.
That kind of makes you nervous when that man stands over you all the time. That makes you nervous. You can't do stuff right.
Go ahead. And after that, he left. And he told me what to do when he came back, I was through. He gave me something else to do when he came back, I was through.
Go ahead.
And then he saw how obedient I was, that I would do what he wanted to do. And I only saw him twice a day. I saw him once in the morning and after lunch. He never even came around me no more. He saw that I was going to do what he asked me to do.
Amen.
And got a raise right up. Right in about 3 months' time, I was making the top wage that could be made for the team because I was obedient. I did what I was told to do, and that's all God asked us to do for him. I don't want to put no law on you. Just do what I tell you to do. You don't need no law to govern you.
Amen. If we all were to do what God wanted to do, the world would be in the shape it is now. Amen.
But the Antichrist spirit, it takes away restraint. It takes away the restraint, you know. In other words, it allows you to do what you want to do in your flesh. And it teaches that you have become God to yourself without having anybody over you. You are your own God. That's what it is. That's Antichrist spirit. Do what you feel like doing. No matter what God says about it, just do what you want to do. Act the way you want to act. Not get in line with the word. That's an antichrist spirit. And it works in us sometimes too, you know, because even though what the word tell us to do, sometimes we don't want to do it. And we don't realize, well, what's working in me? Antichrist spirit. Hmm? To get what? It's always there to get you to be disobedient to God. Mm-hmm. It's all about disobedience. Huh? And so when you get where that you just the thing God tell you to do without giving you a law to do it, he just tell you to do something and expect for you to be obedient. Then it gets where you don't want to do what he tell you to do, he has to make it a law. And then you get in a law, then it kind of compels you or force you to do it. And so let us not be antichrist also. Let's just believe the word and whatever it says. Let's accept that if God said it, I'm going to do it. I don't need to argue about it, and to just do what he told me to do. Because if not, then I'm doing the spirit of the antichrist. I'm doing the spirit of the devil. You know, what was the spirit of the devil? The devil, the antichrist spirit is always to exalt himself above God. Amen. Well, let me finish this. I might run to another scripture right quick. He said, God said, if we believe not God, God has made him a liar because he believed in not the record that God gave of his son. And so the antichrist spirit is trying to get you to believe, not to believe the record of God gave of his son. And that is why John chapter 20 and 20, I believe, or 22, John said, these things are written that you might believe that what Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you have life through his name. Now, if I can't believe that he's the Christ, then I don't have no life. Rather than to be led by the law, I should be led by the Spirit. Amen. Huh? Amen. See, everybody wants the rule of law. Well, you don't need to be led by the rule of law. You led by the Spirit of God. See, the hand of Christ is always to get you not to believe something. But, he said, and this is the record that God has given us eternal life, and that life of life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son has not life. So the life of God can't be manifested in you without having the Christ in you. Huh? And if he can get you not to believe in Christ, he also gives you not to believe in the life, the eternal life also. Or he come and offer you eternal life himself.
He can't give you eternal life.
But he can't give you life. You see what I'm saying? 2 Peter 2 and 19. Let's run 2 Peter 2 and 19. We talk about this. How that the devil always promising something. Now, he can promise you riches and wealth and fame. You know, he can promise that. He can give you that.
Yeah, but he can't give you eternal life.
But he can't give you life. He can't give you eternal life. Let's see. 2 Peter.
I didn't know he could.
Huh?
I didn't know the devil could give you wealth, man. I thought all that comfort, I love it. That's what I thought, bro. But go ahead. You're teaching me something new.
Well, I could take you to Mark chapter 1 through 4. First 4, I believe, where the devil offered Jesus all the things of the world. And Jesus would
yes,
here.
I knew about that one. You ain't got good. I knew about that one. But I was talking
Jesus.
Go ahead.
Yeah. The devil give people wealth. Yeah. Wealth and fame. That's what he promised you, don't he? Mm-hmm. That's all he promised you, the things of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. How you think the movie star got all that wealth?
Better doing the thing against your will.
All right. And how do you think they become so famous?
Mm-hmm.
They sell their soul to the devil and they get riches and fame and wealth. That's all the devil can give you. And then he gets you to turn away from God for that. And then Jesus asked the question, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul?
Yeah, I was saying, but the devil, when he took God up on the mountain, said, I could give you all of this, but I was thinking about the devil can't be the verse he is, but he is, because God created everything. That's my thought, but I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he told, didn't he tell Jesus, for it is mine the guilt?
Yeah, but I was thinking like him, but he wasn't his guilt, because God could.
Because if he's the God of this world, he can give you the things of this world, but he can't give you the things of God.
Okay.
He's the God of what is the devil? He's called the what? The God of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so he can give you things of the world, but he can't give you life. And so with God, you can have life and the things.
Amen.
See, that's the difference. Let's see, 2:19. Second Peter 2:19. Where's verse 19? Right here. You read it then, Beck.
They promised them liberty. They themselves.
Start at verse 15-19. Come on, let me show you something.
Forsaken the right way and have gone astray. Following the way of Balaam,
mm-hmm.
the son of Esau,
mm-hmm.
who loved the ways of unrighteousness.
What did he love?
The ways of unrighteousness.
So he had an antichrist spirit, didn't he? He wanted the things of the devil, the things of the world, freedom.
But was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbid the madness of the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a temperance, to whom the mist darkness is reserved forever. Mm-hmm. But when they speak swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh.
How do they get us?
The lust of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
through much wantonness, those that will escape from them who live in error.
Mm-hmm.
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servant of corruption. But of whom a man is overcome of the same that he brought in bondage.
Amen. So I wanted to stop there because it said, while they promise them liberty. I'm going to give you all of this. This is liberty. Huh?
They themselves are the
but they themselves are what?
Servants of corruption.
They are servants of corruption. They're antichrist. People who got the antichrist spirit, say they always want to give you something. And like you said, the movie stars and the singers and all of them, they have corrupted them with money. Huh? The things of the world, the big house. Yeah, you can have the big car. You can have a mansion. You can have your mansion here. Amen.
A lot of cars.
Some of them got a whole garage full of cars. And what is that doing for them? But they got a lot of cars. And then when they leave here, they don't take no car with them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take the mansion with them. They don't take the money with them. They don't take nothing with them. But they promise you liberty by what? Getting you to disobey God, to do the thing that's against God, that you might obtain these riches. This is why we got stealing. This is why we got gang violence. This is why we got manipulation. All these things, some of these other things that we have, but all of that in order to get the money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You step on people, you kill people. But you're doing all this for the things of the world. And that's what the Antichrist spirit always leads to. Because that's the only thing he can offer you, the things of the world, right? He can't mm-hmm. offer you life. He can't offer you eternal life. But that spirit get on us and get us to reject God and go after the way of the devil. Bozar, Balaam, you know, he went after the way. Balaam wanted money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Even though God was speaking to him, even though God gave him revelation of him, he saw the Lord, amen. Mm-hmm. God was speaking to him directly, a false prophet. God was speaking to him, but he couldn't get away from the lust of the money. He went the way of the Antichrist. He turned away from God for the money.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what's happening in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's going on in the world, the war going on, it's about money.
Mm-hmm.
The killing that the United States have went over and killed people, it wasn't about liberty.
No, it wasn't.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So the war in Vietnam was not about liberty. The war in Vietnam was about control.
I'm running that now.
Huh?
I'm running that now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The war in Iraq was not about liberty. It was about the oil. It was about money.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to control the oil resources. That's why they
mm-hmm.
did that. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And they went against God to do it. They killed people. What do? They lied. They stole. And they killed in order to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That means that the spirit of the Antichrist is working in the White House.
Ooh,
huh?
Yeah.
The government, they have lied to us. They stole from us. They took our land. They took our houses. And they took everything we got under the pretense that we are democracy, you know. But we are not a democracy, amen, because they are the one ruling. We are just the slaves. They're trying to get it now where we can't own nothing. You just rent it. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even your house, you won't be able to own it. After a while, they want to get it that way. Well, you can't even own your house. You're just going to be able to rent it. In other words, when you are not there, they can come in and use the house for something else while you're gone. And when you get back, they'll be gone.
That's too much control.
So that you don't own nothing, so they can control you. Huh? Antichrist spirit. God is supposed to be the one that's controlling us, not man. And man always exalts himself above God. Huh? What? To show himself that he's God, that Antichrist spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Thessalonians talk about the man of sin going to be revealed, you know, in the last day. Out of all the things that he's used his spirit to bring together, that man is going to be an embodied spirit. He's going to be embodied by the spirit of the devil, because he couldn't be Antichrist. If he's going to be a Christ, that means he's going to have to come from the tribe of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because Jesus came from the tribe of Israel, huh? And that means he's probably going to come from the tribe of Dan. Dan being Jasmine. He's a snake in the grass. What is the devil?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that the Antichrist is coming from the tribe of Dan. Because if he's going to be Antichrist, he's going to have to come from one of the tribes of Israel, right? Huh? And then what? He's going to come up and show himself as God. In other words, he's going to be in total control. And he's going to be against, Thessalonians said, he's going to be against everything that is worshipped. That means the Muslim, the Buddhist, the all the other religions you got. And he don't want them to do nobody but him. I think Daniel 7:25, he's going to like women. He's not going to like women. Hmm? And so he's getting ready to be revealed, and somebody said he's already here. He just hasn't been revealed yet, amen? Spirit is already at work. And so I can't hit the other part of for time's sake, but watch that spirit. Every spirit that does not confess that, what? Jesus is coming in the flesh. It's an Antichrist spirit. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is the Christ is the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so let us not, how does that word go? Don't even, I'm looking for a word to entertain.
Entertain? You want to know what entertain?
Well, look, can I read two more verses? John 4 and verse 1, so I can quit here. So when you hear the preaching going on, if they are not confessing that Jesus is coming in the flesh, don't listen to it. First John 4. Where I said John.
Yeah, I got me all mixed up there.
First John 4.
Read 1 through 4, I guess.
Beloved, believe in the airy spirit, but try the spirits while they be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it shall come, and even now already is in the world.
Okay. So he said that spirit is already in the world. Every spirit that confess not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And so if you listen to some teachings, you listen to some teaching or whatever you're listening to, if that spirit is not of God, don't pay no attention to him. Don't listen to him. I don't care if he's the greatest preacher in, if he's the greatest preacher in town, you get up and confess that against Jesus Christ, you stop listening to him.
See, excuse me, Father. See, a lot of people, a preacher get out there. Now, a lot of people, to me, get the wrong idea. A people get out there and say, when you mention God, then they think the man is right. You can mention God and don't mean nothing. You know, just to get your attention. That's what a lot of folks probably do. They mention God just to get your attention. Then they go with some of the verses, and I tell it all. And I tell the whole truth about it. I'm sorry about that busting in, but you know, we got all the time and word to me, cause so, you know, I just like what you're preaching tonight. Man, you do a good job tonight. So, great.
If anybody else wanna comment on that, we're gonna listen. I'm gonna close out for the time's sake, but I'll just talk about the spirit of the Antichrist tonight so that we can pay attention to what we're listening to.
Amen. Amen. You know, for me myself, Pastor, I had never been I don't listen to the blues. I didn't care nothing about the blues, and care about all this same stuff. I had never ever cared so much about that mess. I listened to some of it, and I tell you not, but I never got interested in it. You know, it never sunk in on me. For me, only the one thing sunk in was the Lord. I always said, Lord, do this, Lord, help me with this, Lord, help me with this. See, that's what I already been. I do this movies. To me, that's to entertain my life, but I never loved it. Never loved it. I already believe in Jesus Christ. But I
didn't
have the wrong thing to tell you. You already kept telling me, make this, make that, make that. And I never listened. But. Then find you were telling me, we were talking about the blood of Jesus, and something hit me.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead on, brother. There's something about that blood. Talk about that blood, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's power in that blood. Is there anybody else? Amen. Well, I know I could go on here, but I'm quitting, amen. But I'll just talk about that spirit that is already at work. And you look around, you can see it everywhere. And that the saints of God got to be weary of that and not to fall away. So there's a lot of falling away going on now.
Amen. Amen.
People who are deciding to go the way of the world and not the way of God. They want to accept what the world do. And no matter what God said about it, they want to accept it. And then got a lot of preachers leading. I saw a preacher over there in Georgia. He didn't start accepting the things that God said is not what God said was an abomination. Now he let him say it is all right. A lot of them doing that now. They're accepting that spirit. Now, I don't mind lesbian coming to church, and I don't mind a homosexual coming to church. But I'm gonna tell them what's right.
That's right. That's the only reason I get saved. That's the only reason, because you got to tell them.
That's what the word says. The house that is, I think it's Romans 10. I can't think of the 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. I believe 10 and 14. It says, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
How are you going to change their minds without you telling them, showing them the wrong that they're doing? They might not even know they're doing wrong because what? They have listened to the world for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world says that it's right, that don't mean it is right. What does God say about it? Because the world is accepting what's going on, it don't mean that I have to accept it or you accept it. So somebody needs, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't allow them to come so that you can tell them and show them where they're wrong through the word of God, how are they ever going to be corrected? If we keep them off and don't allow them to come and treat them different than everybody else, they're just in error. That's all. And we all was in error at one time, wasn't we?
Amen.
Following our own ways and doing what we wanted to do, and whatever we were big enough to do or whatever we felt like doing. But we realized there's a God. There's a God that has rules and regulations. Amen. That God has a standard. But if they don't know what the standard is, they've been listening to the world and nobody told them, then it's up to us to correct them in their way and let them know this is wrong. And even though they might get upset of it, but it's all right, let them get upset, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're here to warn them, to tell them what you're doing is going to lead you to hell if you don't repent. And what do y'all say repent mean? To have a what? A change of mind?
Mm-hmm. Change
well,
the lifestyle.
Yeah, if they don't hear anything, how are they going to change their mind unless you preach to them the truth? If you don't preach truth to them, how are they going to know they're doing wrong? And so you have to welcome them to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And you have to show them they're wrong. Because if nobody shows you you're wrong, how are you going to repent? How are you going to get somebody to stop doing something? Any other thing out of that? Anybody else? Anything else you want to say? You want to add to? You want to take away?
No, I think you said it all,
Well, amen, amen. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. And I appreciate y'all tuning in. Y'all invite somebody else on. You know, we got to invite people. If we don't invite people, they won't come. And so let's invite people to the line. And thank you, Prevo, for the last 3 weeks. Or was it 4 weeks? Whatever it was, 3 or 4 weeks or whatever. Thank you for filling in, and I appreciate it. And thank you, Aisha, for Sarah tonight. Amen. Got a lot of comments about you. And so... some people saw y'all online and they had a lot to say about you. So I appreciate y'all doing that and that opened their eyes up to the truth. Amen. So Father God, we just thank you tonight, Lord, for your people. And we thank you, Lord, for the truth that's being revealed. And Lord, may we always reveal truth, so Lord, that minds might be changed and their hearts might be open to you, that they might receive the things that you've done for them. And may the blood of Jesus continue to rest, rule, and abide within us now and forevermore as we dismiss from the line, but never from the spirit. We give praise and honor in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Aisha, you got to work tomorrow, Aisha?
Yes, I got to work.
Ah, okay. All right, then.
What's going on?
Oh, I got to find somebody to help me tomorrow. This my host, amen, she, her brother died, and I was trying to get somebody to help me out tomorrow. Well, she's on there, but she's not going to be saying anything. So that means I do the whole 2 hours, and I wanted somebody to take up about an hour of the time for me. Yeah, I can do the 2 hours. I'm not going to have no problem doing it, but I...
I did today.
Yeah, I did it today. But, you know, I was just going to get somebody to come alongside a few minutes, give me a few minutes. And you know how Denise is, and, you know, it got to be a kind of seasoned person. She don't want to listen to what they say, you know. And so I was just trying to find somebody, you know. But I'll find somebody tonight. So I thank y'all for tuning in. I know I can talk for 2 hours. I did it today.
It's online or something?
Yeah, it's online.
I'll try to pop in if I can.
So God bless y'all.
Clouds may rise.